Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
8:47 now, Steve and Ted. Here on a Wednesday morning, three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council approves lease changes, opening the former Gander Mountain building to King of Freight.
Two.
Oklahoma records 11 tornadoes in 2 days. No one killed.
One.
Flooding causing problems in several communities in South Central Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And traffic update here on the Wednesday morning commute. No big traffic problems right now in the Wichita area. Our first commute in a few days hasn't been affected by rain, really. But, of course, if you're in an area that's flooding,
yeah,
you know those roadways that are messed up right now. Pretty bad shape in some areas in South Central Kansas. That's traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny today with a high of 78 degrees. 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight. The overnight low 66. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance for showers and storms. And tomorrow's high 79. Now a sunny sky, a few clouds out there. West wind at 6 miles per hour and 51 degrees. Are you ready for golf, boating, and all the other outdoor activities that come with this time of year? Don't forget your hat for ultimate sun protection. Go see the best selection in town and the best service at Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 8:48 now, Steve and Ted. Stocks ended the day on an up note Tuesday.
Disappointing retail earnings were not enough to quell optimism on easing trade tensions. Stocks finished higher with the Dow closing near session highs, up 197 points. The S&P up 24, the NASDAQ up 83. The green arrows, a result of the Department of Commerce granting Huawei a 90-day export license, which will allow it to continue to give product support to existing customers. Shares of tech companies like Apple and Google, along with chip stocks that tanked yesterday, were all higher on the news. And Urban Outfitters is ready to take on Rent the Runway. The brand is launching its own clothing rental service where customers can rent up to 6 items a month for $88. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
China is stepping up pressure on Boeing as its airlines demand compensation for the grounding of 737 MAX jetliners after fatal crashes in Ethiopia and Indonesia. Two of three major state-owned carriers, Air China Limited and China Southern Airlines Limited, say they want compensation for their aircraft being grounded. The third, China Eastern Airlines Limited, announced a similar request last month. China is, along with North America and Europe, one of the biggest markets for jetliners, and that makes its response critical for Boeing and, in that regard, for Spirit, which makes a lot of the parts for Boeing planes here in the 737 here in Wichita. It was among the first countries to ground the 737 MAX in March, following crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed a total of 346 people. An aggressive campaign at Target to let customers do more online shopping is paying off. The retailer has exceeded first quarter expectations on just about every level, saying the same-day services it rolled out in recent years drove more than 25% of comparable sales growth. Target reported profits of $799 million. Revenue was at $17.63 billion. That also beat forecasts, and that's in one quarter, $17 billion. California has sued to block the Trump administration from canceling nearly $1 billion for the state's high-speed rail project. The lawsuit filed Tuesday comes after the administration revoked the funding last week. Governor Gavin Newsom has called the move illegal, says it's political retribution for California's resistance to President Trump's immigration policies. The state is trying to build a high-speed rail link between Los Angeles and San Francisco. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And a U.S. senator wants more ag trade with Cuba. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Chad. Yeah, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran co-sponsoring legislation that would expand ag exports to Cuba. The bill is called the Agricultural Export Expansion Act of 2019. He says the bill would remove a major hurdle for American ranchers and farmers to sell products in the Cuban market. Moran says with low commodity prices and an ongoing trade war, the legislation can only benefit ag producers. The U.S. economy is strong, inflation is low, and that has some at the Federal Reserve Bank worried. The combination isn't raising prices the way it used to. Employers are reluctant to charge more for their products and services because they're not sure how customers will react. Inflation's being kept at bay, but policymakers are worried about economic sluggishness. An American airline says it will eliminate the hefty charge for certain oversized bags. The decision addresses one concern of travelers, excessive add-on fees. It's one reason they find traveling so aggravating these days. Items such as skis, snowboards, and large music equipment will no longer incur the $150 charge. They can be checked for $30. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, you're a West Sider, and I was out in your general neighborhood yesterday afternoon and noticed that Cowskin Creek is running pretty full, but I guess not like it did that one time several years ago. They have done a lot of cleaning work. A lot of new ponds over the past few years that have cropped up out there.
Right. And they've really done a nice job since that flood of 98. They saw the problems, and they did correct them.
So I'm going to take it that you don't have any water flowing into your basement right now.
No, I've got one of those retaining walls in between us and some folks to the back of us in a different development. And,
really?
It kind of pools up back there, but that's nothing compared to what some people are facing.
You've got a retaining wall. Okay.
Yeah, big concrete wall.
Okay, my backyard, I'm in Riverside, and my backyard has always been like the low point of the block. Mm. And here, when I built my garage a couple of years ago and built it up a little bit, it hasn't been as bad as it used to be. But
good.
I'll tell you what, that water is right up to the patio in the last couple of days. Yeah, it's the first time I've seen it pool like that in several years, so yeah. And we used to have that. We used to have ducks fly in there for the winter, you know. And
right.
But a lot of people are having that trouble. Even people who keep their gutters cleaned out. That's one of the keys in Riverside.
Right.
Keep your gutters clean, and you usually won't have much trouble with that. I had my granddogs, I guess you'd call them.
Right.
My grandchildren's dogs, a pair of rat terriers, Rudy and Pete. And, of course, they can't just let them run amok out there in their neighborhood. So
right.
They have my daughter and son-in-law have come up with one of these electric fences, okay?
Oh, boy.
And so yesterday afternoon, the lady from the fence came over, the lady from the fence company, and to do a little test run and try to get the boys acclimated, the dogs, and she brought along a puppy. And she was holding the puppy outside the barrier, okay?
Right.
Well, Pete was smart enough not to react. Rudy, on the other hand, decided he was going to run over there and confront the dog. And I'll tell you what, that dog hit that fence and
it worked, huh?
It worked pretty good.
So,
I don't know. The electric fence seems like kind of a cruel thing to do, but you got to keep them restrained somehow, I guess. Hey, Mike Hill having a birthday today. Former sheriff.
Yeah, Sheriff Mike Hill. Way to go.
Sheriff Mike Hill having a birthday today. I think he is, I don't know how old he is, but he's been around a while. Always a fun guy
and
to talk to.
From what I understand, he's kind of staying out of trouble, too. He's not getting into any trouble or anything.
The only trouble he gets into is with his wife. And then she has to, she has asked him to do things like take out the trash. And, Mike is not one who's, going to react to that very well. All right. Anyway, happy birthday, Mike Hill.
And my brother Andy has me having a birthday
Andy's
today.
Having a birthday.
He is in Bahrain right now.
Well, there's a place I'd like to be.
Halfway around the world. Right. Happy birthday to my brother Andy.
Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, storms and flooding causing problems in Kansas and Oklahoma. That's on the way. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day long. Steve's 10 of the morning on 98.7, 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Get Wichita Business Journal updates on KNSS. Presented by Hefner's TV and Electronics.
Hey, welcome to Big Box.
I'm looking for a new LG LED.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.